A son called his parents to wish them a happy new year. And when his dad answered the phone, he asked his dad, "Well, dad, what's your new year's resolution?" His dad replied, "To make your mother as happy as I can all year." So when his mom got on the phone, he asked her the same question, and she replied, "To see that your dad keeps his New Year's resolution." So tonight, we are encouraged to look back into the past and also look into the future. We look back not out of fear. There is a saying, when a lion runs and stops to look back, it is not out of fear, but to look at the distance he has covered. So tonight, let us look back and see how much distance we have covered, and also look into the future to see where we are going. It is on a night like this, people begin to make New Year's resolutions. So there's nothing wrong with making New Year's resolutions. Resolution has to be a true resolution, and it should not be confused for a wish. Some wish that they could live a particular lifestyle. They wish they could be men and women of prayer. They wish they could be closer to God, but they have no willpower to truly resolve to do what they wish. So tonight is the night to truly resolve to rise above the mistakes of yesterday, and not simply to make wishes, and move on in the light of Christ. The Blessed Virgin Mary is an example of truly resolved person. She resolved to give herself to God and said, "Let it be done to me according to your will." She resolved to surrender herself, and she did to the end. Throughout her life, she treasured the word of God in her heart and held on to the power of his presence with great faith. Tonight, we thank God for the gift of the new year, and we entrust ourselves, our families, our parish, Christ the King, and the Diocese of Phoenix to the heavenly protection of Mary, the most holy mother of God. God has blessed us, just as we heard from our first reading. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. The child that the shepherds found lying in the manger and adored in the gospel looks upon each one of us with the face of God. We can imagine the shepherds listening to the angels and running in haste and arriving to find Mary and Joseph adoring the child in the manger. We can also imagine probably an evening like tonight, nice and cold. The love of Mary and Joseph for the child Jesus. We can even probably see our Blessed Mother looking at the child, her son, with gladness. So tonight we are called, as we welcome this new year, to follow the example of those shepherds. We are called to go over in haste to Bethlehem, just as the shepherds did. We cannot hesitate. We cannot wait to come to Jesus, to look at his face, to be with him, to accompany our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph in that beautiful moment. What could be more important in our lives than Jesus and the things of God? So let us ask for the grace during this coming year to have that same disposition of the shepherds, running to be with Jesus, learning the good news of the coming of Jesus. But the challenge is placed before us nonetheless. To meet the challenge, we should all give more space in our daily lives to prayer, worship, silence, and study. These are the means that will lead us to Jesus. We need time to prayer, not just vocal prayer or memorized prayer, but prayer from the heart. Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, which is a long tradition in our parish, is a worthy and fruitful endeavor. Christ the King will never cease to invite each of you to come and adore Him, present for us in the mystery of the most blessed sacrament. Moreover, we worship Him through our daily Mass, even at least once during the week, in addition to Sunday Masses. Our worship will bring enormous benefits to our spiritual lives. We need silence to counter the seemingly endless noise that fills our ears day by day. This alone will help us find balance and spiritual equilibrium in our hectic, fast-paced world in which we live. And last, read and study the Bible slowly, thoughtfully, with devotion. Reflective study can also help us immerse ourselves in the things of God. These are some of the pathways to our own Bethlehem, to our encounter with Jesus. They are the paths walked by Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and the wise men who didn't miss the opportunity to experience the unfolding of an event as great as the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. May Mary, the Mother of God and our Mother, accompany all of us and our families in this year 2020.